angry scenes in the House as opposition party leaders voiced their displeasure at the Speaker's decision to give Peter Dunn some more time to get his United Future Party back up to strength. New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters led his MPs out of the chamber after David Carter refused to explain his ruling.
Point of order, the
Speaker,
right honourable
New Zealand First wishes you to know that if your ruling is that we cannot see the legal opinion upon which you make your judgment, then we're going to boycott this Parliament for the time being.
Okay. A paper has been delivered to the clerk. Order. Order.
And Labour's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, threatened a more limited boycott.
Mr. Speaker, we have no questions to ask. This Parliament is a farce.
Trevor Mallard walked out, but his caucus colleagues remained in their seats and asked questions. Among them was this one for Finance Minister Bill English from his Labour shadow, David Parker.
Is it correct that the budget referred to in the primary question was passed with the support of Mr. Banks, currently facing charges for electoral fraud in the courts, and by Mr. Dunn, no longer the leader of a legal party, who is still receiving funding from the budget that he passed as the leader of a party?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, the budget actually hasn't passed yet. And I expect
order.
It will...
Order! Order!
The member asked a question. He now deserves to have it answered.
I expect the budget will enjoy a comfortable majority in this House,
which will deliver its verdict at the end of the budget debate, now expected just before dinner. Also remaining in the chamber, Greens co-leader Russell Norman made another request for the Speaker to explain his decision.
Mr. Speaker, we've had a very unusual circumstance in the Parliament, which is that the New Zealand First Party have walked out. Now, the reason for walking out that was stated was that you wouldn't release your legal advice for your reasoning with regard to the United Future issue. I would ask you, can you tell us why you won't release your advice on this issue? Because it is a pretty important matter.
It is not a matter of legal advice. Is it a matter of, or is a standing orders matter?
Well, then my question isn't legal advice. My question is, what advice has the Speaker received on this issue, and will you release
order,
that advice?
The member is now relitigating the issue. The matter is closed.
Further requests for an explanation prompted this warning from the Speaker.
The Parliament is being brought into disorder by members continuing to relitigate a ruling I have made earlier. If members continue to do that, I will have no choice but to ask those members to leave the chamber.
Point of order. No.
Despite that warning to the opposition, the only MP ordered from the chamber was from the government side, when, as Rhys Lyon reports, State Services Minister Jonathan Coleman refused to withdraw and apologise for accusing a Labour MP of cowardice.
It began with this point of order from Phil Goff.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Honourable Phil Goff.
Mr. Speaker, I did say point of order, and Gerry Brownlee, who's
order.
Leader of the House, continues to interject during it.
We're still waiting to hear the point of order.
Well, I'll give it, Mr. Speaker, when you bring the House to order, because that's what the standing orders require.
Order!
If the member wants to make his point of order, he will make it immediately, otherwise I'm moving to the next question.
Mr. Goff's Labour Party colleague, David Parker, sought to clarify.
Points of order are meant to be heard in silence. That was the point that Mr. Goff was making, and it was a fair point, and I would ask that you respect
order.
His point of order.
I called the member to make his point of order if he so wants to do so.
And Mr. Goff did so want to do so.
Mr. Speaker, I take offence at the comment made by the Minister, which is quite untrue, that I never leaked the details relating to the privacy of any dead soldier. I take offence at that.
Order.
And I ask him to withdraw and apologise for making it.
Order. If the member has taken offence, then would the Minister please stand and withdraw and apologise because the member has taken offence.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
The member will please...
I withdraw and apologise.
Thank you.
While he dodged the Speaker's wrath that time around, Jonathan Coleman wasn't so lucky after calling a member of the opposition a coward.
And again, I didn't hear it, but if the Honourable Jonathan Coleman did do that...
Point of order,
stand.
Mr. Speaker.
The order.
Point of order.
If the Minister did yell across the House calling someone a coward, he will stand, withdraw and apologise.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to apologise if
member...
you're not going to give me the chance to explain what went on. I'm sorry.
Order.
I'll leave the chamber.
The member will leave the chamber.
Speaker David Carter forcing Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman to leave the chamber.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.